The Money Wellness Podcast, presented by the Finance Bar, was created to dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I am your host, Marsha Barnes, and I'll provide practical prescriptions to improve the health of your finances. We'll discuss everything from incorporating financial wellness into your self-care routine, caring for aging parents, navigating the 50th bridesmaid request, and learning how to tackle financial anxiety with ease. Get ready for a financial checkup. This won't hurt one bit. Welcome back to the Money Wellness Podcast, where we dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I'm your host, Marsha, and today we are diving into an essential topic: why your personal finance strategy should be proactive rather than reactive. But before we jump in, I want to be sure that you are taking notes. So pull out your notepad or electrical device to refer back to some important information that I'll be sharing. First, let's define what we mean by proactive and reactive financial strategies. A proactive approach means planning ahead, setting goals, and taking steps to achieve them before any financial issue arises. Think of it as steering your financial ship rather than just reacting to the waves. In contrast, a reactive strategy involves waiting for problems to surface, whether it's unexpected expenses, job loss, or market downturns, before you take action. While it may seem easier in the short term, this approach can lead to stress, missed opportunities, and financial instability. Let's consider how our emotions change when we believe that specific circumstances may uproot where we are financially, such as an election year and a new administration. Now let's delve into the benefits of adopting a proactive financial strategy. I have four of them outlined for you. Number one, goal achievement. By setting clear financial goals, like saving for a six-month break from work, a home, retirement, a child's education, or insert whatever it is that you are aiming for, by setting clear goals, you can design a budget and investment plan tailored to meet those objectives. This forward-thinking mindset helps you stay on track and measure your progress along the way. Number two, and this is a big one, reduced stress. When you are actively managing your finances, you are less likely to feel overwhelmed when unexpected situations arise. Having an emergency fund for surprises like car repairs or medical emergencies will give you peace of mind. Number three, better decision making. A proactive strategy allows you to make informed decisions based on research and analysis. Instead of scrambling during a financial crisis, you can evaluate your options carefully and choose the best course of action. And number four, opportunity seizing. A proactive planner is always on the lookout for opportunities, be it investments, savings accounts with better interest rates, or educational resources. By staying ahead, you are more likely to capitalize on these opportunities rather than waiting until it's too late. So, how can you create a proactive personal finance strategy? Here are a few actionable steps. Set clear goals. Write down your short-term and long-term financial goals. Whether it's saving for a vacation or planning for retirement, having clear objectives will guide your decisions. I'll say that again. Having clear objectives will guide your decisions. Next, I always say this: build a budget. Develop a spending plan that aligns with your goals. Track your spending and look for areas for cost savings that will allow you to allocate more towards savings and investments. Next up, establish an emergency fund. Aim to save 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. This safety net can be a game changer when unexpected costs arise, and it also reduces the chances of your financial plan being completely derailed. Another one, invest in financial education. Take the time to educate yourself about different investment options and financial strategies. Knowledge is power when it comes to making informed and well thought out decisions. We welcome you to join us in the Finance Bar Members Club, and you can learn more about that by visiting thefinancebar.com/join. Lastly, review and adjust, and do this consistently. Set aside time each month or quarter to review your financial situation. Adjust your plan as needed based on changes in your life, circumstances, economic conditions, or new goals. It's important to acknowledge that shifting from a reactive to a proactive mindset can be challenging. Many people feel overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information available or believe they don't have the time to create a plan. But to overcome these barriers, please start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire financial life overnight. Pick one area to focus on each month or for the year. Something else that I want to repeat. Please pick one area to focus on each month or for the new year. You don't have to try your best to complete an emergency fund and pay off debt, and to create an investment strategy, and do all of the things that your mind can conjure up. Focus on one area. And the way to identify that is, what is your squeaky wheel? Do you not feel so confident about how much money you have in savings? Then allow savings to be your focal point. Do you feel like you're drowning in debt? Maybe debt should be your focal point. Are you nearing retirement and you feel that you need to really focus on an investment strategy? So when you're no longer working, let's say 40 hours per week, and you're depending on some of the other financial avenues that may be coming your way, you really need to think about investing and money that you'll have long term. Then allow investing to be your focal point. This is not information that you can get from anyone. No one can tell you what direction you should go, because quite honestly, all of us know what our squeaky wheel is. Focus on that and allow it to be your focal point. And also seek support. Consider engaging in a community that's also committed to their financial well-being. We mentioned this before. Our members club is a great resource if you are unsure about where to start with creating smarter money habits. You feel fearful about knowing how to create financial stability for you and your family, or if you are feeling stuck and overwhelmed, learn more by visiting thefinancebar.com/join. You'll learn all about our members club there. Also, stay committed. Remember that proactive planning is a continuous process. The more you practice, the easier it will become. And in closing, remember, managing your personal finances proactively can lead to greater security, less stress, and more opportunities for growth. As I wrap up this episode, I encourage you to think about one proactive step you can take this month towards your financial goals. Thank you for tuning into the Money Wellness Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Until next time, take care of yourself and your finances.